representing the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Griffin.
For those of you who have not heard this before, the way we run the public hearing is that after the application is announced, then a representative from the Planning and Zoning Commission tells us what happened at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting and of any action recommended by the commission. Following that, the applicant will be recognized if present and allowed to make a presentation. Following the applicant's presentation and any questions that the council may have of the applicant, anyone else who is present who wishes to be heard regarding the application would also be given an opportunity to speak. When you come to the podium, please state your name and your address before you make your statement. After all parties have been heard from, if the commission has rendered a recommendation, then council will decide whether they wish to make a decision today or whether they choose to defer to a later date. If you have a cell phone, please turn it off or turn to silent service. Mr. Couts.
Thank you. Richard Couts, Sussex County Planning Department. Mr. Lank has asked me to present the Planning and Zoning Commission's record actions into the record. On October 12th of 2006, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission conducted a public hearing on CU 1667, an application of Douglas Hutchins to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive sales lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Route 18, also known as Route 404, 950 feet northwest of Road 527. The commission found that the applicant had submitted a site plan with his application and that the site plan depicted a 440-foot by 30-foot sales office, 9 parking spaces for employees and customers, 24 feet wide driveway, and 2 gravel display areas for display vehicles. The commission found, based on comments from the Department of Transportation, that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the level of service D of Route 18 will not change as a result of the application. The commission also received comments from the Sussex County Conservation District concerning the soils and other information. The commission found Douglas Hutchins and Maureen Logan were present and made their presentation and responded to questions by the Planning Commission concerning the used car sales lot that was proposed. Mr. Lank advised the commission that this application does not include the use of a dumpster on the adjacent property or the performance of automotive repair work on the adjacent property. The commission found that there were no parties present in support or opposition of this application. They concluded the public hearing, and on October 12th, the commission deferred action on this application for further consideration. The motion carried 5-0. On October 26th, 2006, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Gordy stated that he would move that the commission recommend denial of CU 1667 for Mr. Douglas Hutchins to operate an automotive sales lot based on the record made at the public hearing, and for the following reasons. One, Mr. Gordy did not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property. Two, the purpose of this application is to allow conditional use to operate an automotive sales lot on an otherwise residential property, and a majority of the area is used for either agricultural or residential uses. This use would be out of character with the adjacent and surrounding properties. Number three, although the applicant stated that the intended uses are limited and would occur while the adjacent property is used also as their residence, Mr. Gordy believes that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business or commercial uses that are available and better suited for the intended use. Or the application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or the community. And five, the proposed use as an automotive sales lot is not consistent with the purposes of the AR1 district as set forth in the county code. On motion by Mr. Gordy, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried with 4 votes to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with the recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. The motion carried 4-0. Mr. Johnson was absent. That's the record from the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Griffin.
Any questions of Mr. Couch?
Could you elaborate maybe on part of their reasoning? For instance, the being out of character, is there anything that you're aware of, Richard, that are, you know, anything close, or if you're not familiar, you can say so, but do you have any idea what's closest similar activities or
I couldn't tell you the location of similar conditional uses or similar zoning districts. I have driven by the site, and as stated in the motion, it's predominantly a residential agricultural area in the immediate area. I don't know of other.
Right. I mean, so you'd have to go a ways to find somewhere you.
That's my impression of the area.
Okay. Right. I'm just getting it on the record. Okay.
Is the applicant present today? Mr. Hitchens, this would be your opportunity, after you state your name and address, to explain the reason for the application and anything you would like to say in support of your application.
Douglas W. Hitchens, 12757 Seashore Highway, Georgetown, Delaware. Since the last meeting, I did a little bit of research, and you do have maybe a half a mile down the road, you got Elmer's Market, you got a nursery across the road, you got Merle Baker Auto Repair that's like 0.2 mile away, and in the other direction, right next door to me, you got Shorts Trucking. And down the road, you got Evans Produce, and there is businesses in the area. And the reason I chose this piece of ground is because I already own it, and I checked around on places to rent and stuff, and you're talking $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and where I already own this piece of ground, I just figured I would make use of it if I could. I mean, I'm not trying to do this to bring the neighborhood down. I'm just came up with this to, I mean, I've been working on cars for like 25 years.
How many cars do you plan on having on the establishment at one time?
When I had the paper, it was 30 at the most.
You live on the site?
Yeah, I own all the ground all around there, other than the 2 acres next door.
How many acres is all around you?
34.
You own the 7.6, you own the 21.23?
Yep.
But you don't own the 2 acres?
2.0, no.
You don't own that?
Uh-uh. That's in the process. It's an older lady that lives there, and she's in the process of getting ready to sell it, and she's already contacted me to see if I was interested in it.
Does she know what you're proposing to do?
Uh-huh.
She has a problem with it?
She says not.
Would she have gotten a letter about this public hearing?
Well, yeah, she knows about it.
You within 200 feet, she would have.
Yeah. It's also posted, right? Property is posted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got some weeks on.
When you indicated that there was a business known as Shorts Trucking, where is that in relation to your property?
Well, if you were heading down 18, it would be on the right-hand side.
Before you get to the pond?
Yeah. It's like 3 houses before the pond. And they run like, they've got like 8 or 10 tractor trailers.
Right.
and they do all their own maintenance and everything there with them.
Is their business back off the road so you don't see it when you drive through there?
No, it's right there. The house, they got their house right along the road, and then they do everything behind the house.
Yeah, shop right. Probably look at the Shorts Lane is where they are.
Is there any business back at that intersection of 18 and 527?
Well, if you made a left there, you got Merle Baker Auto Repair, like 1/10 of a mile down on your right. And that's all he does is just work on cars all day.
I got a question. You guys suggested 30 vehicles you'd like. We see that P&Z has said it's out of character, this type of use, and because it's predominantly residential. 30 seems quite a fairly large lot to go into an area that, say, has nothing at this time.
Right.
Is there a lesser number that would you feel it would be you could work with? And there's also concerns, I know, in other lots we've had that old cars, untagged cars, you know, just junk ends up piling up. And
right.
Is there any relief from the 30 that you could see? Because,
well, I mean, like 15 or 20 would be fine. It's just when I went to get the drawing, they asked me, and I hadn't even considered a number or anything, so I just said 30. I mean, if you had 15 out there, that still would be a fairly decent lot. Yeah. If you could keep 15 at all.
Okay, time. I'm just, there is some concern with their Planning and Zoning Commission that it's
right.
That 30 is used car lot
kind of a large
could be
lot.
Like fairly good size.
Right.
Okay.
Is there something you were proposing as a possible condition that all the vehicles would be 1990 or
newer?
Or newer.
And have to be tagged. I mean, there's a lot of issues. Is there, and I guess with planning zoning, we don't have any record. Maybe we'd have to work up some conditions if you thought there would be some positive movement in this.
We have one of the same, our west of Greenwood,
right.
That the same size lot, I believe. We put some pretty stringent conditions. And we had like 10 or 12 cars. And
that's what I am. And we put restrictions. I think if, when we get done the public hearing, when we can discuss it, I think we should defer and give P&Z a chance to make up some conditions, and then we can look at them and see if it's going to move that way.
Well, we'll go back to them. It would be Mr.
Rick or Lawrence or
staff.
Mr. Griffin.
Let me ask you one question. You mentioned in here that you would landscape this site. Would that include buffers, or how did you have anything in mind?
Well, I hadn't
in the record here,
got that far yet, but yeah, I would make it as nice looking as possible. I bought the chicken farm and the rest of the ground probably around 15, 16 years ago. And everybody that comes up there tells me they're impressed with the work that I done with it compared to what it did look like. It was pretty well ran in the ground.
You were talking about landscaping the frontage then?
Uh-huh.
Anything further, gentlemen?
Not yet, no. Just good. Continue public hearing.
Is there anything further you wanted to say as the applicant, Mr. Hitchens?
Basically, that's it.
Okay. Let's see if there's anyone else here. Is there anyone else here who would like to be recognized?
I got a chance now.
For no reason. My name is Dan Kramer. I would like to know one thing. Talking about out of character, this is not out of character, but you guys passed something not long ago, totally out of character, and yet Planning and Zoning approved it. Now comes a guy along, wants to make some real money and do a good job and the whole kit and caboodle, and Planning and Zoning turned him down. You know, sometimes I wonder, Dave, you've got enough brains to get out of wet weather at all. They're dumber than a farmer. And most of the farmers ain't got enough brains to get out of wet weather, and yet, here's a guy that comes along, wants to make money. And by the way, I haven't the foggiest idea who this guy was. I ain't never met him in my life. Couldn't care who he is.
He's a lucky man.
Probably is.
Are you a farmer?
But I'm going to tell you what. You ought to vote for it and give him his thing, what he wants. See if you guys got enough brains to do it.
Okay. Anyone else present who would like to be recognized? Your pleasure to close the public hearing, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yes.
Public hearing will be closed.
I can make a motion that we defer action on it and allow P&amp;Z to come up with some, to review the testimony and come up with some conditions so we could put it back on the agenda.
P&amp;Z's already voted denial.
Right, but I'm talking about staff.
He means staff people, I guess.
That's what I meant, staff.
Second. Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to defer on conditional use number 1667, that of Douglas Hitchens. Wanting a conditional use for an auto sales lot located in Nanticoke, Hunter, Greenwood area, 18, so that the planning and zoning staff can create a list of conditions and come back and debate and make a decision later date. Questions?
Is it appropriate to suggest a number of cars?
Not now.
For planning and zoning?
We
just want them to pull a number out of there?
I think testimony, the record showed that he asked for 30. I think it's our job.
And we just have one, Mr. Couch.
He just let staff come back and we'll look at it and talk about it.
Yeah, there was another one in the area. Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Coulter?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Somebody, yes. Sir, we'll be getting not another public hearing, but it's not been denied as of yet. We're going to make a list of conditions to discuss this further for this body. Okay, now. Keep your eye on the agenda, and you'll know when it's coming back up if you want to listen. With that, we are down to any other additional business for council? Ask that one more time. Any additional business for council? If not, do we have a need for executive session? Yes, we do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For land acquisition.
We have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones.
Second.
Mr. Dukes. For Sussex County Council to go into executive session from our seats to the room for land acquisition discussion. Question, Mr. Cole.
I was drinking, yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. Sussex County Council is in executive session. We are marching to the room.
You're done with this?